I feel like an actor here on his 40th take recording something. Dave, I'm going to make this one short because I've all but ruined my voice recording all the other ones. Been recording for like an hour of talking. I really wanted to use the mic on the computer. I was trying to use, first I used Audacity, then I used QuickTime, and I gave up finally because even though I, through trial and error, I see how to record on QuickTime, the recordings all failed. They all disappeared. I don't know where they went. I don't know why I failed to save them, but I failed. And so maybe the subject of this should be, why are things so fucking hard? I'm not non-technical. I'm not as technical as you are. I am not as technical. I'm not a programmer. But I am pretty technical, okay? You know, I've built a lot of electronic things. I've worked on computers for a very long time. I understand a lot of this stuff. But I got to tell you, you know, I spent an hour yesterday with Apple on the with AppleCare, and they were good. It was I had a person who was really, really good. Dealing with how, a voice memo. This is a voice memo here. It's called something else in iTunes. And now iTunes, you know, which I know is deprecated now because they've moved on to Catalina and they've gotten rid of iTunes. But, I could go on. There are two things called, the same thing is called different things at different places. I don't even remember where they were. I thought it was voice memo. I just looked at it. It's not there. It's called Voice Memo, both in here on the iPhone and on the on iTunes. But I just spend an awful lot of my life dealing with shit that doesn't work or that just changed. You know, and a big one for me right now, and I'll talk about this one, because I can talk about this one time and we're done with it. I'm now sitting here looking out at the sunset here in Santa Barbara. It's a beautiful one. It usually is in the winter. And I will probably go out and shoot a bunch of pictures of the sunset in a few minutes. And whether I put them up online or not, they will be on my camera. It may also be on my phone. And then I will want to move them to external storage. I have probably 10 terabytes of photography. What do I do with that? I can't haul them around with me. Too big. Even Apple's newest laptop has, you can get it with up to 8 terabytes for like another several thousand dollars, right, of solid state storage. Right now, my photographs are split between at least 3 or 4 different hard drives that I literally carry around with me. I can't back up into the cloud because it would take me a month of upstream, of sphinctered upstream to do that. I'm going to visit with UCSB next week, and hopefully with a much faster upstream I can do there, I could find a cloud somewhere that's cheap enough that I can put maybe say 6 or 8 terabytes up. But that's not backed up. I mean, if that is the backup, I mean, as soon as I stop paying for it, it's gone. So the volatility of photographs, of everything in the digital world, I think is a monstrous issue. It's possibly the biggest issue that we'll face in the coming years, that photography now is not archival. It was when it was paper. Now with Instagram and Spotify and the rest of those, not Spotify, Snapchat, it's evanescent, it's temporary. It's people use it to show somebody else briefly, but then it's over and forgotten and gone. And most young people now don't use photography in an archival way, are not mindful of that, don't care a whole lot about it. I'm not saying anything critical about that. I think it's just the way it is. But it's not the way it will be. It's not the way it should be. It's not the way, it's not broad enough for all of the possible uses of photography. And if all photography is going to be digital and all digital is going to be volatile, that is a problem. That's a gigantic problem. And, you know, my wife a few years ago said that she thinks that our current time is one that 400 or 500 years from now, 1,000 years from now, we'll look back on and say, what happened? Because there's no record of it. Everything was digital. And the digital is gone. It disappeared. Here's an interesting thing. So I've got a blog that I do courtesy of you, Dave, called Doc.blog. On Doc.blog, which I write on less than I want to, but I'm blogging much less than I want to. I don't have an approach to blogging anymore. I think yours is fantastic, but it's not mine right, not yet anyway. But I mean, there was a time when, when blogging was easy and people read it, you know. I mean, I had thousands of readers every, 20,000 or something subscribers, RSS subscribers to my old blog, which is still up, by the way, at weblog.searles.com. Thank you, Jake Savin, and thank you, Dave, for making that happen. But that's mothballed there. But doc.blog, I noticed that Google was not finding things on doc.blog. I would put something in there that I would go to look it up on Google. I'd look it up on Bing. Not there. Didn't find it. But if I visited them, suddenly they found it, which meant that what Google and Bing are doing is not looking at PageRank anymore. They're not looking at inbound links because I link to all of those, at least on Twitter. I link to them. They don't look at links anymore, or they look at them less. They're looking at visits. Oh, somebody visited that. We'll index it now. That empirically, that's what happened. Now, I've noticed that the more I visit it, the more it does show up in the index. But what it tells me, I've noticed that a lot of old stuff that I've written, Google no longer finds. Bing is a little better at that, but they're not perfect. And what that says to me is they're forgetting the past, that the what I wrote about, started writing about back in 2003, which is that there was a live web, there was a static web, the one with domains, with locations and sites that suggested permanence, you know, that you have a domain, for God's sakes. You bought it, you say. Well, you didn't buy it, you rented it. And when you're done renting it, it's gone. You know, gone. That's an issue. That's a gigantic issue. How the hell are we going to deal with that? The Internet Archive is a good thing. I love that it does what it does. I hate that it's the only thing, I think, that does what it does. I've talked with them about, for example, keeping Linux Journal alive at that URL, not like somebody backed it up and it's at some other URL or it's at archive.org/something way down in a directory, but remains at linuxjournal.com. I mean, that's an archive that's been persisting since 1994, hasn't moved. It's one big bolus, and it's still there. Thank you, London Trust Media, for keeping it up. But there needs to be a way to for these legacy sites to be permanent. Scripting.com should be where it is for all of time. It really should. The Harvard blogs should be there for all of time. That's one reason why, you know, we set me up on, you helped me set me up at a blog at Harvard. Because here's an institution that's been around since 1636. It should persist. So I don't have an answer to that. And mostly what I care about are things that I don't have answers to. So anyway, I'm exhausted, but it's a good first try, and I hope this one works. Thanks a lot.